So finally, Be'ez Hashem, we are starting the first Mishnah of Maseches Kelim, which is the beginning of the Perek we pointed out in the last Hakdamah to Maseches Kelim, that the Rambam says somebody wants to know, say the Tais properly, has to first become Mamish Abaki, like you know Krishma, like you own your, you know your name and your social security number. You have to know the first Perek of Maseches Kelim. It has all the Klolim of the Masechta. So let's start learning with that in mind. Ovois Hatumois. Ovis Hatumis means they're not things that became Tomei from something else. They are primary sources of Tumah. So there are sources of Tumah that are able to transmit Tumah in one Eifin. Magra, Masa, Medris, Oil, other Eifanim. And the Mishnah is going to be Mefarat, the different Ovis Hatumis, how they transmit Tumah. Ovis Hatumah has an interesting smichus in a sugi in the beginning of Bava Kamma, where over there it says the legabi nezikin is ovis and tolbes. And the Gemara tells too clearly is malachis of Shabbos, ovis and malachis, ovis and tolbes. The tolbes are always weaker. What's the difference legabi Shabbos if a person does the av, he does the tolda, ayin shom. What's the difference legabi nezikin if it's an av or a tolda, ayin shom. The chilik over here between an av and a tolda is the koyach to transmit tumah. An av has a koyach to transmit tumah in more ways and with more intensity. So the Ovis HaTumah over here are called Ovis, and you have it in the sugi over there also. Now, there are things that are metame all things that are Mekabel Tumah, and there are things that can transmit Tumah to all different things. Ovis HaTumah, generally speaking, are an Av HaTumah. There's one type of primary source of Tumah, which is Avi Avois HaTumah, and that's a mace. And Mamela Tome mace is also one of the Ovis HaTumah that I mentioned over here in the Mishnah. Toldos has also different dagas. There's a Rishon and a Sheni, and going further in Kotchum and Truma, there's a Shlishi and a Revi. So, the first one of the Ovis HaTumahs the Mishnah mentions is Sheretz. These are the Shmoyne Shrotzim that are in Parashat Shmini. Choy Lerach Potzov, Anoka Koyach Luto, Choy Mitin Shemes. We won't touch the Gemara. Provide some details. There's a Viserys, look at Rashi, look at other Mepharshim over there. A Sheretz that's dead is Mitame Odom Vekelim. The Pasuk says, Kalanagayim Behem Bemoisom, Yitmo Adore, Vecholash Yipol Olam Behem Bemoisom Yitmo. So the Torah says, Omnim Vekol Kliates, etc. So there's a person becoming Tomei, any type of Kelim called Kli, and also Oichel Vemashka. Shichva Zera, that's Yotza from a male. So that's also Mitame Odom Vekelim. Shichva Zera, the protim is that it's only Mitame if it's Yotza from somebody who's Roy for a Maisa Beer, which is only Miben Tesha the Lamalo. Dafka Shichva Zera, the Yisrael, the Godel, Rashi says. Rashi says the Rav says the word Godel, but Godel over here in this context means Miben Tesha Umailo. He's called a godel legabi amai sabir. Shichvazera shall kot nami loy mitamo, because it has to be ish kiseitzim and shichvazera ish v'loy kot. Okay. Also, ish means Yisrael oyvin kachom mein mitama afil derabonon. They weren't mitame the shichvazera of a goy. The shear of the shichvazera is mashahu, but that's the shir legabe, the one who the shichvazer is yotz memenu, is that he becomes a tomei. He's not an av hatomu, we'll see him here, Tzashem. He's not a regular primary source of tomu by shichvazer. But the zera itself, to somebody who comes into contact, or kelim that come into contact, bed, sheets, etc., is bekadasho, which is the shir of anything that's mekabel tomu. Anything that transmits tomu, it's less than a kezayis. So the shir, that which gives over the tumah, is bekadasha. Shichvazera is only mitame when it's moist, not when it's dry, only when it's roi lazuria. Like we just pointed out, the Mishnah says shichvazera, the Mishnah does not say a balkeri. A balkeri is one who is yotzimen of shichvazera. So we're going to have a minute to Hashem. The Rav points out a Mishnah in Zovim that says about Keri Kemagasheretz, he came into contact with Shechvazer, not that he himself is a primary source. Lu'umas Zov, who's a primary source of Tumah. The next case in the Mishnah is Tomei Meis, not the Meis himself, because a Meis Avi Avoisa Tumah. A Tmei Meis is an Odom Shenitma B'Meis. Kelim Shenogoi B'Meis, don't have a din of an av hatumah. They have a din kemeis atzmoi, and somebody who comes into contact with kelim that were in contact with a maze become an av hatumah. And this is the din of cherem nasa kecholol, that kelim, even though the loshon haTorah is cherev coming into contact, has din of a maze atzmoi, not a kli that came into contact with the maze. But Chazal understand that that extends to all kelim that have tahara in the mikvah. We pointed out in the psichot in the mesecta that kli cheres shenitmu b'meis do not have a din of avi avayis atoma. They have a din of that they were mekabel toma. They're only a rishon l'toma. A kli cheres b'chlal is not asa avatoma. We pointed out in the psichot. Now the Rav goes with the stomias of many rishonim, the way we just said it, that any type of kli is an extension of the rule of cher varein kechol. L'maisa the rishonim that argue. The Rishonim that hold that since we learn out of Cherev, so it means only Kli Mateches, not other types of Kelim. Other types of Kelim do not have a din of Avi Avayis HaTumah to make something else into an Av HaTumah, but they have a din only of anything else. They themselves have a din of an Av HaTumah. They make anything into a Rishon HaTumah. The next case in the Mishnah is Mitzoyro Bimei Svoroi, in the days that he's counting. Who's this? A Mitzayra that's Huchlat, the Kohen pronounced him Tomei, and he was Nisrape. He needs 7 days, and he has to go through a process. First, before the 7 days, he has to go through a process of Tzipayim Veitzeres Ve'ezer V'shnit Halas Tiglachas outside the Machna, and then he counts 7 days, and he's Yoshim Michutz Loyal Shivas Yomim, the Yom HaShmini, he brings his Kabonis. Those 7 days is called Yemei Sofroi. And he has a din of an av hatumah. He's metame anybody that comes into contact with him. The pasuk says that he's metame lechabes begodim. Lechabes begodim means that he gives over tumah to a kli, which means that he becomes a rishon. He's an av hatumah. Now the reason why the Mishnah says a mitzayr b'mei svaroi is that before the 7 days, when the kohen he's still sitting outside and the kohen hasn't declared him cured, where he could even go through the process of counting days to be metar, he's even worse, and his eifanim of giving over tumah is even more than the regular av hatumah. If anybody's in the same house as him, v'chule, that the Mishnah is not even talking about. The Mishnah is talking about somebody who transmits with the regular eifanim of maga, masa, and so on. So mitzvah b'mei svaru, even though he's not the same chomer as a mitzvah b'mei hechleitoi, but he's still metame begodim. That's the point of the Mishnah. U'mechato she'em b'em k'dei azor, this is an interesting zeres hakosu, that the mechatos, which is the metar, the choyk of Parah Aduma is that the water itself that has, the water Mayim Chaim, which is put together, Lishmo, together with the Efer Parah, has a kerech letar, it itself is metame. The Rav points out that, of course, we're not coming lafuke mechatos sheyesh bem kedei azor. That means, what the Rav brings barichus is that if somebody touches the mechatos in order to be mazer, to spritz, to sprinkle on somebody, to be mitar, then it's not. But the mechatos itself, if it's touched shaloi litzorich ma'isa hazo, is mitame. It's mitame mechatos she'em bem kedei hazo only b'mago, if it's touched. The mechatos she'yesh bem kedei hazo is more chomer, it's mitame even b'maso. So the Mishnah is saying, even she'em bem kedei hazo is mitame like an av hatumah litame begodim. The Rav speaks out, but it's only b'maga, not b'masa. Hare elu metamin odom v'kelim. That's the point of this Mishnah, is to say in terms of how intense it is to transmit it, even to odom v'kelim. B'maga, the Mishnah says, u'klicheres ba'avir. We point this out in the psicha that klicheres is nitma ba'avir akli, not on the back of the kli, only in the base kibul, in the kli. And the avir, in the space of the avir, it's mekabel tumah even without actually touching. Ve'enom mitamim b'maso. The Mishnah Firzoi is that these are lighter forms of tumah, that they're not mitamim b'maso. So mitzoyer b'mei svaroi is also only mitamim b'mago, v'loy b'maso. The Torah delineates in each of these types of tumas, hanoigeya, and the Torah doesn't say hanoise. So it's a lighter form of tumah. It's not metamid. The next Mishnah, Lamaila Mehem, will have those that are metamid b'masa as well. Just to define what's maga. Maga means a touch on the outer surface of a person. If something goes into a person's mouth, It's called a magabes hastorim. It's touching him in a place that's not open. It's not revealed. It's based hastorim. It's not a kabbalah tumah.